With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. If you're a farmer trying to figure out what to grow, there's mounting evidence you'll be doing just fine if you grow soybeans. Mac Marshall with United Soybean Board and Export Council says the world agriculture supply and demand estimates indicate demand for soy is up, especially in China.
So we saw an update on U.S. planted and harvested area, but the USDA did not make any updates to yields. So the net impact there is a slight increase in U.S. production of 10 million bushels. What I really found more interesting is seeing what was happening on the international side. The export pace and what China's been buying has been pretty significant overall this year, certainly relative to last year.
Marshall says that while many focus on the short-term market impacts, such as those from the COVID-19 pandemic, it's important to know the long-term outlook.
Globally, we're seeing soybean demand, as predicated by this report, up 4% from last year's. And I think it's really testament to how globally integrated and versatile soy is for the world. And U.S. soy remains open for business. And even though we're working remotely in what's a very, very challenging year, we are progressing the interests of the U.S. soybean farmer.
But he also says they'll definitely be looking at August for adjustments to the trend line yields. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.